You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Well, it's 3:05, just about 3:05, and I don't think any schools have left a conference today. Hey, that's some news out there. Great to have you aboard. It is a Gym Class on KGYM for this Friday, July the 1st. Happy month of July to you. Happy 4th of July weekend getting underway as well. It's a three-day weekend. We will rejoin you with local programming. Spencer on Sports starting at 2 o'clock, Gym Class at 3, Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn at 4 o'clock. On Tuesday, not on Monday, we will be celebrating the 4th and back with you coming up on Tuesday. Good show coming up for you today. We will have more reaction about USC and UCLA becoming the newest members of the Big Ten Conference. What it means for the Big Ten, are they going to go fishing for some more prized catches, if you will? And what does it mean for others? We'll talk about that. Also, our Friday topic, your walk-up music in baseball, what would it be? I think we're going to have fun with that on the program here today. 319-366-1600, that is a text line available to you. Again, 319-366-1600. Like to pick up the phone and give us a call, we would love to hear from you. And that is the same number as well at 319-366-1600. Coming your way on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and your smart speaker as well. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes joining me from the back porch, getting his 4th of July weekend underway. And, of course, Ben, our terrific producer on the other side of the glass. Are you all red, white, and blue ready to go, Mark?
I am not. I'm green and tan right now, but I'll get there by Monday. Good afternoon, Scott. Good afternoon to everyone.
You are green and tan for the John Deere Classic. Is that correct?
Well, I didn't think about that, but that's true.
Oh, I see. I was going with John Deere Classic. I don't know okay. where you were going with it.
Just what was on in the drawer, I guess.
All right. Very good. Very good. Well, you can go right to the classic today and fit in, no doubt about that. We'll get to our topic coming up in just a little bit, but still, the topic du jour of the day and the last 24 hours plus has been, of course, the news of USC and UCLA moving from the Pac-12 to the Big Ten. We now have a statement from the Pacific 12 Conference, the Conference of Champions, by the way, Mark, still calling themselves the Conference of Champions, and that they are disappointed with the decision made by USC and UCLA. Also, reports coming out today and last night that the Big Ten is not done in bringing more schools on board, and now today that the Pac-12 is going to do their best to try to fill the positions vacated by USC and UCLA. And like we said yesterday, Mark, this is going to be a wild ride, so buckle up. This is going to be an e-ticket at Disney World for the next couple months.
Well, every athletic director ought to be in the office today, right?
And better be.
Into the weekend. And field all calls, make all kinds of considerations. Of course, the Pac-12 is not happy. When you lose your main two brands, schools have been in the conference for a century, you're not going to be happy.
No, you are not. No, you are not. And they did it pretty much secrecy as far as reaching out to the Big Ten Conference from what we understand. And, you know, I do not blame Kevin Warren or anybody outside of Chicago for saying, you know, not welcoming the Trojans and the Bruins on board as far as the Big Ten. It looks really strange, though. I saw the first graphic, Mark, with a USC, with the SC interlocked logo and a UCLA you know, the cursive logo of UCLA and a Big Ten logo. And I got to tell you, it looked a little bit weird. I'm not going to lie to you.
Well, it looked weird when Nebraska came into the league, Penn State came into the league, Rutgers and Maryland came into the league. And now here we are in 2022. And as we mentioned, tip of the iceberg stuff, really, right? Because while the Big Ten has told Oregon and Washington that it's going to stand pat, there are other reports that Notre Dame is on the Big Ten's radar, and why shouldn't it be?
A lot of things that are moving. There are a lot of moving parts right now. 319-366-1600, as we already get walk-up songs coming in, which is great. Thank you for that. We will get to it. If you want to comment about expansion of the Big Ten, possible expansion for other conferences, we would love to hear from you at 319-366-1600. Let's start on the Big Ten side of things, Mark. And Big Ten now up to 16 teams, starting with the 2024-2025 season. So a couple more years away from the expansion coming in. But I just have a sneaking suspicion that USC and UCLA are not going to be the only newcomers to the league when 2024 rolls around. A lot of talk about Notre Dame already. And a lot of people reporting on the fact that it's going to be days, not weeks or months, the decision made as far as the Irish are concerned. What are they going to do? A lot of their opponents already Big Ten centric with Michigan, Michigan State, Purdue. They've played those folks over the years. They've played Northwestern over the years and other Big Ten schools. USC is a constant on the schedule as far as the Irish are concerned. So is that incentive enough for Notre Dame to get into a conference full-fledged and get into the Big Ten?
Yeah, I think one thing is the television contract that Notre Dame has with NBC Sports, and that goes through 2025. Can it be broken? Sure. Can it be, you know, changed? Sure. But Notre Dame has been an independent for a long, long time. The only affiliation it has had with the Big Ten is in men's ice hockey. It is currently a member of the Big Ten there. Never been a member of the league in any other sport. You'd have to believe with the landscape changing as it is that Notre Dame is going to go somewhere. And where that may be, I don't know. But looking through a few reports today, USC's 2024 football schedule looks like this. Open the season with LSU in Las Vegas. End it with Notre Dame, which could be in the Big Ten by then. And in between, the Big Ten schedule.
Good luck. Good luck on that. 319-366-1600. Text coming in. Let's start with 0835. Tougher games, so you add USC, UCLA, and possibly Notre Dame. Sign me up. Careful what you wish for, though, Hawkeye fans out there. And Iowa is, I have a sneaking suspicion, Iowa or the rest of the Big Ten, they're not going to be playing USC and UCLA on a yearly basis. We know that. I don't know how it's going to play out when more teams come into the Big Ten, and we'll talk about who else besides Notre Dame might be looked at as far as the Big Ten Conference is concerned. Speaking of Notre Dame, 8217 says, regarding Notre Dame, Kevin Warren won't be giving schedule preferences to any member. Might be a roadblock as far as the Fighting Irish are concerned. Maybe. We shall see. We shall see about that. We will talk about Iowa State coming up. And a couple of texts regarding the Cyclones. First of all, a general blanket one, Mark, 8589. What does this mean for Iowa State?
That's a great question. Iowa State's been in the Big 8/Big 12 for decades. And I, you know, Big 12 is adding teams, BYU, among others. You know, I got to believe the big Iowa State's going to hang on in the Big 12, whatever iteration that may become down the road. I mean, nobody's knocking on Iowa State's door to join their league, right?
And no,
no it, knock against Iowa
it's
State.
It's not a knock against Iowa State. You're right. It's not a knock against Iowa State. But right now, the Big Ten and the SEC, they're out there going for a big game, is what they're going for. And, you know, Iowa is locked into the Big Ten. We know that, and that's a good thing for the Hawkeyes. Iowa State, you know, Jamie Pollard's done a fantastic job. He's done a great deal of terrific things to improve the standing in Ames. Iowa State's not a big game right now. Where they end up, who knows? And Cyclone Tim here weighing in. I think the current conference alignment rearranging will not really matter in a few years. There are going to be two super conferences, the Big Ten and the SEC, with 32 teams in each one, probably four divisions. Whether teams like Iowa State, K-State, Oregon State make it in, he says, who knows?
Hmm. As far as Notre Dame goes, think for a minute. If Notre Dame joins the league and plays that first game at Kinnick Stadium, what a sight that will be.
It's been a
while.
These
two teams have not met in football since 1968. They actually played quite frequently in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, but have not met since 68. And the Irish have not been in Iowa City since 1961.
Long, long time. Was Paul Hornung on those teams?
Well, he's a Heisman Trophy winner around 60, 61, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
Could have been. 319-366-1600. It's 16 minutes past the hour 3. And 7148 asks, is the Big 12 now conference number 3? Well, they're 3A or 3B right now, I would think, Mark, along with the ACC at this present time. The Big 12 in a couple years will have more members, or at least the – well, no, they won't. ACC still has 14. The Big 12 will have 12. How about that, huh? That doesn't happen very often where the math works out, but the Big 12 will have 12 after the departure of Oklahoma and Texas and the new four coming in. I guess it's up to your individual thinking if the Big 12 is on top of the ACC or the ACC is on top of the Big 12 right now, or the new versions of both.
Yeah, I think you can, you know, pick one or the other and you'd be fine. But I'd like to know from people out there, 319-366-1600, not your welcome music quite yet, but
we have those.
Should the Big Ten add four more teams, who do you want to see? Is it Notre Dame or someone else?
A lot of conjecture, and Dwayne on the text line asks, any truth to Oregon and Washington also applying? There have been, I've read a few reports, Mark, that right as of right now, the majority of them say they are standing pat. But as we know, with contracts and with anything as far as conferences are concerned, that really does not mean a whole lot at this present time.
I think the Big Ten is standing pat. Oregon and Washington probably inquired, but the Big Ten told those two schools it is standing pat for right now. Wink, wink.
Wink, wink. Razorback Dale says Arkansas should join the Big Ten. You're doing fine with where you are.
You got too good at baseball, man.
Yes, Clemson, Miami, and Florida State joining the SEC. Clemson, I think, just because of football, is the other linchpin to this, along with Notre Dame. Clemson doesn't bring a ton as far as the other sports are concerned. They bring everything as far as football is concerned. Now, have they been helped out over the last handful of years by playing in the ACC? Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that. Their path is going to be much tougher. But you got to think they are in the sights of the SEC if indeed we continue on this track as far as super conferences are concerned. Clemson's got to be right up there. And the ACC, you got to think, is trying everything they can to hold on to Notre Dame and Clemson and probably Florida State and Miami. They're Big Four at this time. Now, there's been a lot of speculation out there that the Big Ten is looking toward the ACC again, maybe toward a Carolina and a Duke coming in. There's not a whole lot, Mark, that the Big Ten can do as far as television markets. And let's face it, this is all due to television money. The reason USC and UCLA are coming, you know, and leaving the Conference of Champions is because of dollar signs. We all know that.
You don't have anything in the Southeast, per se. Therefore, Miami, et cetera. But 0835 on text line has an interesting concept. How about just go with four regions? The ACC and SEC together, the Big Ten and Big 12 together, and the Mountain West and Pac-12 together. I guess that's three regions. I'm sorry.
Very true. A couple of our texters say that. 9049 regarding the Big 12, they say that the Big 12 will be fine. The remaining Pac-12 teams are the ones who could be swirling around, in my opinion. And Notre Dame can boat race most Big Ten teams in football. Well, Notre Dame's good.
How is the Big 12 fine when you're going to lose Oklahoma and Texas? You're replacing them with BYU and who else? I mean, that's not a fair trade, is it?
Cincinnati, Central Florida,
and
Houston coming in.
Not a bad trade, but it's not Oklahoma and Texas.
I can see down the road the Big 12 and the Pac-12 having talks. I really can. Now, there has been talk that the Arizona schools in Utah are not happy at this present time, and they are looking, perhaps, to the Big 12. That was another report that was out there as far as the many on Twitter out there. Like I said, when the music stops, it's going to be very interesting to see what school goes where, because that's basically what it is right now.
Yeah, those are the most recent additions to what Pac-8, Pac-10, Pac-12, whatever it was, Colorado and Utah being the most recent additions, and before that was the two Arizona schools. Otherwise, you've got schools like USC and UCLA that have been in this conference for back to the 20s.
Tradition doesn't mean anything right now, Mark. We learned that yesterday, right?
Spot on.
41-72. If the Big Ten were to add additional teams, they would like to see Notre Dame, Utah, Pitt, and Virginia.
Huh.
That's an eclectic group.
Penn State would like that with Pitt, right?
Yeah, but again, I go back to, you know, TV markets. Notre Dame's a no-brainer. We get that. I don't know what Utah and Virginia do. I mean, Virginia, maybe the Washington, D.C. market, but you already have that as far as Maryland is concerned. I don't think Utah does anything for the Big Ten. But you never know. You never know. 0835 says, not about football, but man, Duke and North Carolina in the Big Ten for basketball. Whoa, Nelly, they say. And yes, Tim, evolution trumps tradition. We know that. 319-366-1600 for Cyclone Tim and the rest of our Iowa State folks out there. What about the Cyclones? You're Jamie Pollard today. What are you doing in the office, besides getting ready for your three-day weekend?
And the Big 12 has a new commissioner. How much pressure is there on him?
Yeah. Hello, welcome to the job. Let's see. You are losing Oklahoma and Texas, and now the Pac-12 is starting to break up. You're the new Big 12 commissioner. Do you place a call to the Pac-12 saying, hey, we may want to keep my number in the back of your phone here. We may want to speak a few times over the next couple of weeks or months or so and see how this all plays out. If these super conferences starting start to come together, Anyway, you put the remnants of the Pac-12, which is what, the Pac-10, I guess now, Mark, put that together with the Big 12, that's 24 teams. I mean, Boise State's getting a little itchy, I got to think, at this point. San Diego State, maybe. I mean, there are just so many layers to this onion out there. Still yet to come.
There are. And I just sitting here thinking, Bob Bowlsby might be the smartest guy in college sports deciding to retire.
I can't imagine Bob saw this coming, but man alive. Yeah, I think that first day of retirement is going to be very sweet for Bob Bowlsby out there. We're going to get to the topic for our Friday coming up here in just a little bit. We will get to an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update as well for you. Take a look at what's happening as far as the John Deere Classic is concerned. They had a weather delay a little bit earlier on today over at the TPC Deer Run as some showers went through. Nothing major as far as rain, some lightning in the area, so they could not be on the course. And Mark will update us on that and how Zach Johnson did. That'll be coming up here in just a little bit. Yes, the new Big 12 commissioner starts in early August, I believe August the 1st, so a month from today.
Right.
Yeah, he better have a he better be in there and job shadowing Bob Bowlsby right now. August 1st cannot get here soon enough, I think, for Bob.
Not at all. 71-48 on that text line. Can schools belong to different conferences for different sports? Yeah, Notre Dame's a prime example. It belongs to the ACC and every sport against except football and men's ice hockey, I believe. Hockey, the Irish belong to the Big Ten.
Yeah, correct. That's hockey's a whole different thing because there are different leagues as far as Division I hockey around the country is concerned. BYU is also in that boat. They are an independent in football, but they are in the West Coast Conference for all of their other sports until they join the Big 12 coming up. It's not an ideal situation. You cannot go a la carte as far as your sports and what conference they are involved in.
Not so fast.
football,
that may be next. I don't know.
I tell you what, and I know Todd and Alex talked about this yesterday, and I 110% agreed with them that you could see teams be football only in a conference or super conference, or there may be no NCAA involvement in any football in the super conferences or the old Power Five or however you want to put it. And I can see that. I can see that happening. The NCAA may be only patrolling, you know, the other sports besides football, as well as Division II and Division III. Another thing that we could look at.
Yeah, Big 12 wrestling is another one that, I mean, you and I as a member of the Big 12 in wrestling.
Correct.
There are several other schools that are in other conferences and other sports but belong to Big 12 wrestling. So I think that answers that question.
Yeah, and I believe that South Dakota State is also in the Big 12 in wrestling. Is that correct?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And the Jackrabbits, of course, in the Missouri Valley Football Conference, and I believe in the Summit League for basketball as of right now. 3:28 here in the Gym Class program on KGYM. A lot of good stuff. No, I did not hear 72-95 that the Pac-12 and Florida State are in discussions. Hey. Just kidding. Oh, just kidding. Hey, I was going to believe you, man. So, hey, I will believe anything at this point, won't you, Mark?
At first blush, yes.
I will still, and it's going to be one of those moments until I take my last breath that I will remember exactly what I was doing and where I was when that text came up, or not a text, but a bulletin from one of the sports apps I follow on my phone that came up yesterday and said USC and UCLA and are thinking about moving to the Big Ten. That it will forever be etched in my brain.
Notre Dame, if it joins the Big Ten, that's going to trump USC and UCLA, right? In terms of seismic news?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There isn't a doubt in the world because Notre Dame is has been on their own for 100 years, a century. And they have been asked many, many times, Big Ten mainly, to join the conference, have not done so. And maybe this is what will push Notre Dame to get into a league. We shall see. Big Ten takes the entire Big 12, says Cyclone Tim. I'm not saying no, but who knows?
You can at this point.
Two super conferences, maybe three super conferences. We'll see. How do the bowls add up 10 years down the line? 16th place in the Big Ten going up against 15th place in the SEC for the, you know, whatever bowl. What are they going to be calling it in Detroit in 2032?
Well, the new bowl, Duluth Trading Company Bowl, right?
Yeah. In Orlando. Well, none of these are going to have the same name in 2032, so they're all going to be different. Yes, 8217 agreeing with you, Mark, that Notre Dame, love them or hate them, they are the cherry on top of the sundae.
No doubt.
All right, 331, we're going to get to our topic coming up here in just a little bit. Keep the text coming, your thoughts about what the Big Ten is going to do next. What Iowa State is looking at down the line, what the Big 12 might be looking at down the line. Love to hear your speculation on that again at 319-366-1600. But going to throw it to you, Mark, for our final Emil's Hideaway update, our scoreboard update of the week. It is brought to you by the good folks at Emil's Hideaway. Check them out online at emilshideaway.com. They are right across from Lindale Mall next to the Home Depot and behind Taco John's. They are open at 4 o'clock. Great way to open up your 4th of July weekend. Be a nice night out on the patio tonight. Wet your whistle with drinks from their fully stocked bar or bring the whole family for friendly service in their dining area or on the patio. Stop on by at Emil's Hideaway.
Not sure what Emil's walk-up song would be, but it doesn't matter, right?
Yeah, what would Dave's walk-up song be, man?
It'd be different than Jamie's and Chris's and Nate's.
True.
Guarantee you.
True.
Afternoon Major League Baseball scoreboard. The Red Sox are at Wrigley Field, currently leading 5-3 over the Cubs in the bottom of the sixth. Toronto on top of Tampa Bay, 5-1. In the bottom of the third, everything else under the lights, including another Twins implosion in the bullpen tonight at 7 against Baltimore. At the John Deere Classic in Silvis, Illinois, as Scott mentioned, there was a one-hour rain delay, but they are back in action. Zach Johnson of Cedar Rapids has completed his second round, a second straight 200 par 69, comfortably into the weekend. Sean McCarty of Coralville suffered from a 80 in the first round, will not make the cut, but he will complete his third round. He's just underway, the second round, I'm sorry. JT Poston in the lead. He is 12 under par, two clear of Matthias Schwab and rookie Christopher Goderup. Iowa State recruiting news. The basketball team has landed four-star shooting guard Jelani Hamilton, 6'6", out of Georgia. He picked the Cyclones over Alabama, Georgia, Auburn, and Illinois. And in football, Brandon Henderson out of East St. Louis, 6'4 and a half, 320, offensive tackle, has picked the Cyclones. Tickets go on sale tomorrow for the Field of Dreams game between the Cedar Rapids Colonels and Quad Cities River Bandits. That coming up August 9th. Those tickets on sale tomorrow to Iowa and Illinois residents who wish to fork out between $65 and $85 a ticket. And finally,
not me.
Former Iowa star Luka Garza, recently released by the Pistons, will be in the Summer League with Portland.
There you go. The Trailblazers out there. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. The text line. Texts continue to come in. 2523 asking, will expansion be done before the Big Ten new TV deal? That is a really, really good question. Really, really good question. Going to be close. Going to be close. Everyone's getting in before the deal. I would say before the deal, but you never know. And 7854, as far as expansion, they could see Colorado and Notre Dame coming in as partners because that way one would go to the east and one would go to the west. It would help out USC and UCLA as well. It's even a big trip from Lincoln to Los Angeles. That's not an overnight jaunt, if you will.
And vice versa.
No. No, it is not. All right. So we're going to get to our topic for this Friday coming up here when we return, and that, of course, is you were in baseball. What would your walk-up song be? 319-366-1600. What would your walk-up song be? Give it some thought out there. Let us know. Text line, phone line as well, 319-366-1600. Mark and I back with the gym class after this on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And we'll have a mix of sun and clouds for the remainder of the day today with clearing later tonight. Temperatures will be in the low 80s this afternoon. And then tonight, the humidity will drop. Temperatures fall down to a low around 60. Tomorrow, we are going to have partly cloudy skies. The chance that we could see a pop-up shower or storm in the afternoon. Temperatures will be in the mid-80s and humidity will be slightly lower. On Sunday, we'll have partly cloudy skies, warm and muggy weather with temperatures in the mid to upper 80s. That's your latest weather first forecast.
Exceed your expectations of what makes a great paint or stain with Pittsburgh Paints and Stains from Menards. Now all 11% off with some of the most advanced technology like enhanced UV resistances, dirt shedding protection, and true one coat coverage paint and primer in one. Finding your perfect paint or stain is easy. Get 11% off everything, including Pittsburgh Paints and Stains, now at Menards. Good through July 4th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, it's Eric.
And Claire.
Everybody has a time-honored 4th of July tradition.
Maybe yours is watching fireworks with friends.
Maybe it's seeing how much potato salad you can eat. Hey, I don't know what you're into.
But there's one activity that shouldn't happen once, let alone enough to become a tradition.
We're talking about getting behind the wheel after you've been drinking. George Washington would be so disappointed.
This 4th of July, drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard has led to a lot of firsts for me. It paid for me to be the first person in my family to go to school. That education got me to the first day at my dream job, which I can still hold while I serve part-time. That job and the home loan benefits I got from the Army National Guard helped me buy my first house. I also know that I will be one of the first to respond if my community ever needs me.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Back with you in the gym class here at KGYM on this Friday edition of the show. Happy July to you out there. We hope everybody has a very happy and a safe 4th of July. Careful if you're handling some sparklers or whatnot. I won't say anything about fireworks because they are mainly illegal in our area, Mark.
So I heard last night and the night before.
Ah, 319-366-1600, 7854. I can see 25 to 35 for the Field of Dreams minor league game. At 65 to 85 is ridiculous. You think they get a sellout for the Colonels and the Bandits?
No.
Even the draw of playing at the Field of Dreams, does not outdo $65 to $85
in your Class A game.
In your opinion?
In my opinion.
Okay,
I'll take it back if it's a sellout. What is it, 8,000, something like that?
Yeah, you know? I'm not exactly sure what. I mean, it might not be quite that big, but you're in the ballpark anyway. And yeah, I don't know. With gas prices, what they are, throwing that up there, parking, et cetera, I don't know.
Well, the bleachers at the movie site, I don't know about the stadium.
Yeah, we shall see. Speaking of baseball, we are asking you what your walk-up music would be. And if Mark and I mispronounce your song title and or artist, we will apologize prior to it. We are old, you know.
Yeah, don't give me any R. Kelly songs either, okay?
Why? People can do whatever they want. 319-366-1600. That is the text line. You want to dial us up on the phone line, you can do that as well at 319-366-1600. Here we go. All right, 7176. This is a good one. This is a very good one. The Spirit of Radio by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Canadian group Rush. Not bad. That's a good way to start right there, Mark.
Great leadoff position, yeah.
That is a good leadoff. That is a good leadoff right there. Got Evan and Belle Plaine, who gives us a couple. By the way, you have a great holiday weekend too, Evan, out there. LaGrange and Spirit in the Sky. How about a little Spirit in the Sky in the background as you stroll up to home plate, Mark?
Dang it, LaGrange was my number two choice.
Was it?
I love ZZ Top.
There you go. There you go. I like that. I like that. Let's see. Let's go. I hope I'm not missing any here. Interspersed with our discussion about expansion or whatnot. Ian from Oxford, thank you for listening today. Is You Ready by Migos? I'm not familiar with the tune, but I will take your word for it. As I said, I apologize for all, you know, mispronunciation and not knowing of the song.
Better than you than me.
I am not going to, if I have not heard it or do not know it, I am not going to admit that I do and lie about it. How's that?
As it should be.
As it should be. All right. Your walk-up song, what would it be for your at-bat in the major leagues? For your $85 at-bat at the Field of Dreams minor league game. 319-366-1600. Doug in Coralville, Legendary by Skillet. I have heard that. That's not bad. I can see that happening. You got one, Mark?
I do, but let's get to Iron in Oxford. How about that?
Well, I got that one.
Oh, okay.
I did say that.
I'm sorry.
I did say
that. Yeah, as you said, these texts are interspersed with other text based on expansion. Well, my all-time favorite song has got to be my walk-up song, and that's Blackwater by the Doobie Brothers.
I knew you were going to say that.
It's just a chill song, walking to the plate, ooh, Blackwater, keep on rolling.
I like that. I like
obviously,
that.
I can't sing, but I know the words.
I know. I'm right there with you, and I knew that was going to be your choice. We'll get, if you got a second or a third one coming up. 67-12, going with a little homage to Kinnick Stadium. They're going to go with Back in Black by AC/DC, one of two songs that went 20 times platinum in the 80s. Yes, I know that because we missed that question for the final question in 80s trivia the other night. That album. Along with Thriller by Michael Jackson. So if you're ever playing 80s trivia, that is your answer to that particular question. Cost us a gift certificate. I'm okay. I've forgotten about it. Jeff.
I didn't realize that album was that big.
I didn't either.
That song.
Worldwide, though. The album was the second of the 80s worldwide as far as sales is concerned was AC/DC. How about that, huh? Who says you don't learn anything listening to sports radio, huh?
Remembering some songs. How about that?
Yeah. Jeff on the text line, Mark.
Jeff on the text line. Oh, there we go. Center Field by John Fogerty.
Good stuff.
Very appropriate.
Good stuff. 1083. They are walking up to Lowrider by War. It's got a good beat to it. It's got a little get you going to it. You got to have something that's going to catch the attention of the crowd, but you also have to have something that's going to catch the attention. You know, get you upbeat, get you going, get you excited for your at-bat. So there you go. 319-366-1600. What would your walk-up music be? Hocus Pocus by Focus, 8507. Thank you very much. Oh, man. We're not in the 80s anymore, Mark.
How about the 50s?
You can go back to the 50s. You can go to the 60s.
This is kind of baseball appropriate. I'm getting in the batter's box. Return to Sender by Elvis.
I see what you did there.
Thank you.
That is a play on words and a fine song.
Thank you.
Yeah, I got it. I got it. What would your walk-up song be? Love to hear from you on this Friday before the 4th of July holiday here on the Gym Class program at 319-366-1600. I was with you as far as the Doobie Brothers. I that was one of my songs that I really thought about. But I'm going to have to go with, Heat of the Moment by Asia. How's that?
Not bad.
Not bad. I could do that. Or that, it was, there's no, it goes right into the song with, Your Love by the Outfield. It goes right into it. So that's going to be hard to do. You need something with an instrumental start.
Yeah, and is it better to have a real upbeat walk-up song or something more laid back like Blackwater? I guess it depends on the individual, right?
Yeah, perhaps. Perhaps. Does that keep, you know, if you have something like that's going to bring you down or bring the crowd down, does that also bring the pitcher down? Is he going to let up a little bit? You know, if you're playing some sort of a soft ballad as you walk up, you know, you're playing like Celine Dion as you're going up there. I don't know. Is that going to
Gary U.S. Bond song?
Yeah, is that going to have some sort of adverse effect on things? A couple more coming in here, Mark.
8589, Crazy Train by Ozzy.
Ozzy Osbourne. There you go. That'll get you going. Batter Up from Nelly, 8593. So there you go. There's another one of your Return to Sender type ones. That's got connotations all over the place, right?
It does.
Neil Diamonds is 4426. Holly Holly. Huh? Neil Diamond come up there. Especially good if you're in Fenway Park, right?
At least it wasn't Sweet Caroline.
Well, you hear that enough.
Yeah.
99-61, this is played, I know the Chiefs started this, and then the rest of the NFL picked it up, of course, before the opening kickoffs. Start Me Up by the Rolling Stones.
Yep.
That's not bad. Not bad. 34-39, another classic here. Another classic. Abracadabra by the Steve Miller Band. Love it.
Can't go wrong with the Steve Miller Band.
No, you cannot. No, you cannot. That's some good stuff there. How about 30-20?
Great Balls of Fire.
I like it. I like it.
That's when Randy Johnson's on the hill, right?
Correct. Or anybody right now. Anybody right now. Tom House, by the way, the renowned pitching coach, guru, if you will. Kind of interesting tweet that he came out with. I saw that he's kind of against all the 99-mile-per-hour fastball throwers. He's calling pitchers throwers right now, Mark. And that is the that's like the worst thing you can call a pitcher. Learned that playing baseball growing up. You call them pitchers. If you're not doing well, they call you a thrower. Said pitchers were back in the day changing speeds and throwing at high 80s. Now they're just throwers.
You would expect that from a guy like House. And by the way, as some of you know, Todd and Alex are embarking on this remembering some guys shtick. And it's been very popular, very good. I kind of submitted what would have been one of the great batteries of all time. Tom House and Phil Roof. I don't know if the boys appreciated that or not, but.
Hey, anytime you can get Phil Roof in, that's good stuff. 1083 says Wild Thing. So Ricky Vaughn is coming in, right?
Major leagues, isn't it?
Yeah, that's your pitchers. And maybe next time we could go with what's your walk-ups or come in what from the bullpen song when you're coming in to relieve. Wild Thing would have to be one of them anyway. Inner Sandman, of course, that's the all-time best one as far as relief pitchers coming in. 319-366-1600-351. A few more minutes here as we take you through a Friday edition of the program. If you missed the first part of our show talking about what the Big Ten might do next as far as expansion or what Iowa State may be looking at and the rest of the Big 12, that will be up on our podcast shortly after the end of our program today. You can enjoy that during the 4th of July holiday weekend if you did miss that. I will let you try 4061, Mark.
Actually, I was Jeff Wessel has a submission. He's texting me.
Okay.
This is it.
This is it. I like that. That's got a double connotation, too. Right?
Well, Jeff's walk-up song would have been, "Give me the ball."
Yes, or something to do with the Cubs.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
160. He always said his prediction every year was 161-1 because nobody can be perfect, and they will lose one.
It's only worked out, 161 never works, but it's only worked once in the last 100 and some odd years, right, Jeff?
4061 says, "My house." There you go. Thank you very much for that submission. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and have more of your walk-up songs for when you are going up to the plate as far as your at-bat. What's it going to be at 319-366-1600? Back with more after this.
And ESPN Radio Extra Point with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
I cringe when you said three-time league MVP and Mike Trout. I was like, huh? I associate MVPs with championships.
Winners.
When you think about it, right? With championship winners. So that's why I was like, I don't understand that baseball's way of doing things. You can be a league MVP consistently and just never win anything.
Key, he's not, you could argue he's not even the most compelling player on his team anymore. Is that crazy to say?
Otani is.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even think it's close. Like, what Otani does now is way more box office than Mike Trout. Now, Mike Trout.
I'm not going to spend my money to see Mike Trout. I'm going to spend my money to see Otani because I can get two things out of that. I can get the mound and I can get the bat.
All right, we are back. 3:54 here in the Gym Class program on KGYM. Getting you ready for the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn from 4 until 6. Baseball throughout the weekend and doubleheader baseball coming up on Monday. Check out our sports schedule by going to our website at kgymradio.com. And again, big thanks to DuPaco Community Credit Union. They are the presenting sponsor of the Gym Class program each and every day. And you can find out more about them and learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to their website at DuPaco.com. MLB.com. We've been talking about walk-up music for your at-bat, Mark, and did ask about relief pitchers. 9843 said, can't touch this, is his relief pitcher walk-up music or walk-in music or stride-in music or whatever music. Going from the bullpen to the pitcher's mound.
Well, in Jeff Wessel's mind, that'd be one of his for his basketball game, too.
Happy 4th of July to you out there, Jeff, and to everybody else out there. Hopefully you have a safe one and a very happy one with family and friends, and just enjoy it. And we'll be back with you on Tuesday here on the Gym Class. Looking forward to that. We'll take a look at a busy sports weekend. Of course, you got the John Deere Classic. That will be going through Sunday at the TPC Deer Run in Silva. So we'll get you an update on that here before 4 o'clock. And before we leave here today, you've got NASCAR up the road at Road America, IndyCar at Mid-Ohio coming up this weekend, and more. More free agency as far as the NBA is concerned. And, of course, some good baseball series from the weekend. So especially highlighted by the Dodgers and the Padres. Which will be fun. Don't Let Me Down by the Beatles, says 5232 from the 641 area code. Thank you very much for that. Do appreciate it. JT Poston continues to lead, Mark, at the Quad Cities as he is into his second round through seven holes, shot 62 in round one. He's 3-under today, and that will put him, according to my math, at 12-under par.
He is indeed two clear of Matthias Schwab and Christopher Gotterup. Zach Johnson, if you missed it earlier, shot his second straight 69. He is in and into the weekend.
Tell you what, it's not a bad leaderboard. That Christopher Gotterup is a recent college graduate. I think he was a graduate. Anyway, did well in the NCAA ranks. Of course, last week, Michael Torbjornsson had a great week at Hartford and the Travelers, and now Christopher Gotterup kind of doing the same thing. He shot a 400 par 67 today. Callum Tarrant, who had a very good U.S. Open, is in the top five right now as well. Charles Howell, the third up there, along with Christian Bezuidenhout, the South African. So not a bad leaderboard shaping up at TPC Deer Run.
Not at all. Oddly enough, no reports out of the LIV tournament in Portland. Shocking. Nobody's covering that.
Well, they're covering it. There hasn't been a whole lot. I don't even know who's leading, to be honest with you. And I have not even looked.
And don't care.
I did see Brooks Koepka hit one completely off the premises yesterday. The big question is, are these guys going to continue to hone their game? That's what a lot of people are asking. Especially if they're not going to be allowed in the majors. And we'll see if that happens next year. Mark, have a great 4th of July weekend. We'll see you back in here on Tuesday.
You as well. Talk to you then.
All right. Thank you to everybody that helped us out today. Todd and Alex coming your way next. Have a great 4th of July.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions.